ESPN, Mason, Ireland. It is a, it's a very, very strange day in sports. We woke up expecting to see three NBA playoff games, and the Milwaukee-Orlando game has been, do we say postponed?
I think it's probably two. I mean, they're boycotting it.
And they're boycotting it over the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin, who was shot seven times in the back with his three little kids in the car. Joining us right now is former NBA superstar Michael Thompson. Michael, how are you?
Superstar. Boy, yeah, thank you, Mace. I'll take that.
I thought I'd throw you that
thank
one.
Thank you, Mace. I appreciate it. Yeah. Well, you first time I've ever been introduced that way. That sounded good.
You know why, Michael? He's been chasing Lindsay in Game of Games, and I had a true-false question last week. I said, true or false, Rasheed Wallace is the Blazers' all-time leader in block shots. And Mason said true. And the answer, of course, is you.
No respect. No respect. I tell you.
I've learned my lesson. You're a superstar, Michael.
Well, thank you.
I got it, Michael. I knew it.
All right. Now, wait a minute, Lindsay. How did you know that?
Because you're one of the greatest.
Wow. That's impressive, Lindsay, that you and my sons don't even know that. My sons don't even know it.
If I was you, I'd come on this show all the time, Michael.
Yeah, build up my ego.
But so much sunshine for you.
I like it.
So, Mike, the first game's off, Orlando-Milwaukee. It has just been confirmed. I'm reading a tweet from Dan Wojcicki of the LA Times that the Thunder and Rockets will not play tonight. As somebody who not only had a long NBA career in which you won two titles, but you're now the father of Clay, who has three titles himself, how do you feel about everything that's going on today?
And I'm shocked. The only surprise today is the Lakers and Portland game hasn't been announced as postponed or canceled yet for whatever reason. But that'll be happening in the next few minutes, I predict. There's no way they're going to play the Laker game today. But I can't blame the Milwaukee Bucks for leading this protest, this postponement, this boycott, because it's close to home for them, especially them, because like you guys have said, it's right there in their backyard. One of their players were racially profiled and unjustly treated in Sterling Brown just a couple of years ago, so that hits home for them, makes it even closer for them to see one of the players who's still on the roster, I believe, right? He's still on the roster?
Yep, absolutely.
So this really impacts them more personally than the rest of us because it's in Milwaukee or just outside of Milwaukee, and one of their players went through that kind of thing. Didn't get shot, but boy, it was a scary situation when the cops put him through. And all this stuff that happens every time you get one of these police shootings, it just keeps reminding me, we got to get better policemen. I mean, there are great cops out there. We all know policemen of all races. And there have been great people. They conduct their jobs in the right way, in a just way, in a legal way. They just got to do a better job of getting rid of these people who should not be cops. And when they do something wrong, you either fire them or you charge them criminally. And the police unions have got to stop. And the good, like Charles Barkley said last night, the good cops who are out there doing things right have to make sure the bad cops don't stay on the force or don't get on the force. That's what I don't understand. If you are a team like the Lakers are or in the locker room, if you have a teammate at Corona Del Mar Island and you got nine guys doing everything right, but two of them are breaking all the rules and doing everything wrong.
Michael, I will not let you sit here and besmirch Bill McDonald that way.
Okay,
I can't
exactly.
Believe it.
Yeah. Exactly. But the nine guys will step up and say, this person has to go or these guys have to go. Why do the good cops tolerate the bad cops?
Okay, it's interesting you say that, Michael, because I'm going to bring a call on. This is Joe. He's a police officer in Los Angeles and wants to react to all this. Joe, thanks for coming on. How are you, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All good. Right.
Joe, is that a fair question that Michael just asked? Is there a problem with the good cops, the guys doing it right, protecting the bad ones?
He's right to an extent. He's absolutely right. More good cops should be heard from than some of these bad cops. And what it is what's really going on is a lot of it is just not being said. You got people on the far left, far right, who everyone wants to listen to, but the answer is really in the middle. I'm a second generation cop who also has brothers and fathers who were on the job. And I would say 50 years of service, none of us ever fired our weapon. But they take away what the problem is that you have a lot of people making policies and procedures that also take away tools from good cops, like using your fist. We have rules now where they don't want you to use your fist. but then that precipitates shootings. But you also have a nation that is so archaic in their views and so archaic in their policing policies and procedures that's where the problem lies. A lot of law enforcement, local law enforcement, is at the tip of the spear when it comes to reform. But you won't hear that.
As a cop, mm-hmm. and you saw as a cop when you saw that video. We've all seen the video.
I've been in that situation many times.
Okay.
Michael.
Well, here's the question.
I think it's wrong.
Here's the question. As a lay person, as we watch that, it's just an ordinary person, just like everybody else. When you have this guy who refused to comply, and there's three or four cops around him, why didn't they wrestle him to the ground and cuff him?
Hey, Michael, I said the same thing. I've been in the situation many times, and what happens is, the danger is inside the car.
Right.
You have to stop him from getting to the car.
Right.
And that's where it's going to look ugly. It may look ugly. He may get punched. He may get tackled. He may get thrown to the ground. But you're preventing the shooting.
Right.
If you pull out your gun first, the problem is now what are you going to go to? You can't go to your fist. You can't grab him. You can't do anything.
Why didn't they tase him? Why didn't they tase him?
That's a good question.
I agree with you 100%. The problem is the guy should have never gotten to the car.
Yeah.
That's the issue. And what we're seeing across this country is that what's happening is a lot of these officers are putting themselves in a position to shoot. And what I'm saying is it's like anything else. If you don't want someone to steal something, don't put them in a position to steal something. What we're doing is we're putting ourselves in a position where we can justify a shooting when the shooting could have been prevented if someone had done something prior to. Your actions are not judged solely based on the ending results. Your actions are also judged on what leads up to that point. And
how would that situation, Joe, how would that situation have looked if it was a white guy?
You probably don't. I don't know if there's a, I don't know. I can't really say how it's different, but I can tell you this. Like I said, I am a black officer. I've been in these situations numerous times. I've had individuals with weapons where I did not fire. Okay, I can't tell you that I would or wouldn't have, but I have it. And probably there is a fear factor that is involved. Okay, and that's the problem.
Did that person, those people with the weapons, did they raise their weapon at you guys or just held it down to the side?
In my particular cases, they had them. Once they saw me, they threw it.
Okay.
You know, like under a tree or threw it under a car or something like that. But could have been justified? Possibly. But no, because there's a respect for life before there's a respect. You know, you understand? You have to have a respect for human life.
Yep.
And if you don't have that respect for human life, you're probably more prone to put yourself in a situation where deadly force is going to be used. And I think that's what we're seeing across the country.
Do you think that this boycott by NBA players has a chance to create change?
I honestly don't see how the boycott's going to create change other than maybe you guys are talking about it for today because everybody that loves sports wants to see it. But financially, I think if we weren't in the bubble and there was 15,000 fans going there, you're disrupting their day, you're taking away their happiness, you're taking away an owner's ability to make money on ticket sales and concessions, then I think you're making a difference. But in the bubble, I don't really see, other than maybe the Bucks, I can see the Bucks making a difference because it's happening in their city, and it may look as if they care more about basketball than they care about their city. So I understand that impact. And if someone can tell me and explain to me that the financial impact or the, you know, any other type of impact that boycotting will have, then I'd have more. I'd have an understanding. I'm willing to listen. I just don't think they'll have.
Hey, Joe, thank you for doing this, man.
Thanks,
we
Joe.
Really, really appreciate it. And call again, please. They were a really good call. Mace, I've now got it reported from three sources we trust that the NBA has canceled all games today.
It's canceled all games.
All three games today. Postponed is the word they are using. They just released it.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wonder, will they be resumed tomorrow or will they take a few days off to recoup? Or I don't know. We just got to wait and see what that next announcement will be.
I'm told that Adam Silver is going to be speaking at some point here this afternoon
That's
to address this. Yeah, not surprisingly, he gets in front of everything.
Yeah, the word they've used, here's the official release from the NBA office. NBA playoff games postponed. The NBA and the Players Association announced that in light of the Milwaukee Bucks' decision not to take the floor, today's three games have been postponed. Game five of each series will be rescheduled. That's exactly what they should do. That way, there's no forfeits, nobody loses anything. You just treat it like baseball treats a COVID cancellation.
Michael, do you think this works, what they're doing?
I mean, it brings more attention to it, whether you agree with it or not. Will it work as far as improving policing in the minority communities so they can stop shooting so many black and brown and other minorities? Will it work? No, I think the only thing that's going to work is getting better police and holding the good police, holding the bad police more accountable.
Yes.
I think that's the only thing. The police have to do a better job of policing themselves. Simple as that.
Michael, we will let you get in your car. Your services are no longer needed. You can get on the road before you hit traffic.
Yeah, I guess maybe game five will be played on Friday.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out, I guess. We'll be able to see.
They've got some rescheduling to do.
Michael, thank you.
All right, boys.
Coming up next, Ramona's going to join us. We'll get her thoughts in here on this, and we'll continue to take your calls.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought the police officer that called was good.
He was excellent.
710-ESPN, 877-710-3777.
And by the way, if you disagree with what we're saying, that's totally cool, too. Just don't cuss.
Yeah, you can say anything you want if you don't cuss.
Jorge says a bunch of people have called and just cussed him out. Well, right, just don't cuss. We'll take your call.
You want to hear something weird?
Yeah.
It was 4 years ago to the day, all right, 4 years ago today, that Colin Kaepernick took a knee for the first time.
Wow. Wow.
Strange, huh?
Yep. All right, coming up next for you, Ramona Shelburne is going to join us. Don't forget, keep on listening for a chance to win that new 2021 Mazda CX-30. Something we say today is going to be on that pop quiz Friday at 2:15, and I don't think we've said it yet. I think we're still yet to say it, John. What do you think?
I think that's probably true. But it's been such a weird day, and now that we've been canceled for tonight, we've got a whole bunch of time to kind of get into all of it. So I would guess it's still to come.
Yeah, still to come, still to come. All right, Momo's next, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Ireland, very, very strange day in sports as the NBA's bubble has come to a screeching halt for the moment. All three NBA playoff games are postponed now today. That includes the Lakers-Blazers. They were going to tip off at 6 o'clock tonight. And the players are boycotting after the tragic shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin on Sunday. He was shot 7 times in the back. He is, at the moment, paralyzed from the waist down. His three little kids were in the car. Ramona Shelburne is among the most connected NBA people we know. Momo, how are you?
My head is spinning.
Yeah.
Literally spinning.
All right. So, Ramona, first of all, did it surprise you? Or there was talk of this yesterday. Did you ever think it would get this far?
I didn't. And as of literally an hour before the Bucks decided not to play, I don't think the league thought they would boycott either. I really don't. Conversations that I had this morning, like, people were really upset. They were very frustrated. They were really angry about what happened in Wisconsin. And they felt like this is a chance to use the platform that they have to really, really take a stand. And I think the question was, does it have more power for Doc Rivers to give the kind of impassioned speech he gave last night for LeBron James to give the kind of speech he gave two nights ago, with all the world watching, with it being shared everywhere, or does it have more power to boycott? And if the players boycott, who are you boycotting for, and what? Mm-hmm. Who are you? What is the goal of it? Is the goal to get attention? Is the goal to pressure the Kenosha, Wisconsin DA to identify those policemen who shot Jacob Blake and arrest them? What is the goal? And how are you going to make that happen?
Yeah, who do you think is the one who puts the fine point on that? In other words, attention, absolutely. Americans, more Americans, thanks to the NBA, know what happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin with Jacob Blake. But what is the end goal? What are players trying to accomplish at this point beyond just raising awareness?
You know, and I think that's what happened is in the last few hours. I mean, I was just, I read, I can't remember who tweeted this. Okay. So I don't want to not credit somebody who had this report,
right.
but I saw somebody tweet that the Bucks players are trying to reach the Wisconsin Attorney General right now in the locker room. There's a saying about protests, which is, you know, it's the cry of the unheard, right? Like, and if you, I was thinking back on, you know, the biggest story I've ever covered, which was, you know, the Donald Sterling story when the Warriors and the Clippers were thinking about boycotting, and boy, that just pales in comparison to this right now. And I remember the players on the Warriors and the Clippers, I mean, they were definitely talking about boycotting. It was real. I think both teams were willing to do it, but ultimately they felt like Adam Silver had assured them that he was going to act decisively in short order. He just needed another day or two to get the facts, to do the investigation, then he was going to take care of it, and they had faith in him that he would. And I think if Adam Silver wouldn't have banned Donald Sterling for life right before that game five, then the players might have boycotted, but he did. So it was over, and they had the effect of their boycott was going to happen. In this situation, you're boycotting because you're angry. You're boycotting because you've had enough, because you have this platform. And I understand all of it. The question is, what do they want to see happen, and how are they going to make that happen? What is the political action or reaction you're hoping to get from walking out and boycotting these games today? That's what we're reporting on.
Yeah, by the way, guys, this being reported now by Baseball Reporters, Milwaukee Brewers players are in a meeting in 10
wow.
minutes to discuss the status of their game against the Reds tonight. So baseball could follow, which is, you know, we've never seen anything like this.
No, never. Yesterday we saw the Detroit Lions cancel their practice, and they led a protest of their own in the Detroit area. Athletes are absolutely awake to this. And, you know, the thing that bothers me, Momo, is we've talked about this, and players have talked about the Breonna Taylor situation, and still there have been no charges and no arrests there. So what, I mean, are players successfully pressuring authorities to take action against these bad cops?
Well, they're keeping the conversation going, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
You know, yeah. It's you know, I don't know if it's successful until the charges are filed, but I know LeBron James and Anthony Davis walked into a game the other day with a hat saying, you know, make America great and arrest the cops who murdered Breonna Taylor. I know that the WNBA players wore Vote Warnock shirts to protest their owner who had the co-owner of the Atlanta Dream Team, who had basically called them out for supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. It's putting attention back on these issues. And now, I mean, I just kind of texting with my editor a little bit, and I'm like, you know, this is really the ultimate moment of player empowerment, not in the sense of players being willing to use their power, but how much power do they actually have? How much power do they have over elected officials? How much power do they have to affect social change? And what is the best way to do that? We've seen LeBron James with his More Than a Vote initiative. That's how he's trying to affect social change. I don't know how much power protest has, but we're about to find out.
Ramona, if they postpone games today, what do you think they already know what this means moving forward? Do you think that's what
No.
the next 24 hours is about?
I think that's what the next 24 hours is about. Huh. And I really, I mean, I'm telling you, I think this morning, nobody thought this was going to happen. People thought that they had a bigger platform talking to talking in front of the microphones every day, you know, with statements like what Doc made and LeBron made the last couple of days. They thought it was better to keep playing than it was not to. Now I think things changed very quickly this morning, just literally in the last few hours. And the way these things go, when one team decides not to play, there's pressure on the other teams not to play as well. Like, I was texting with the Lakers, and it was like, the Lakers are going to have a meeting right now. And within like 2 minutes, it was already over. It was like, yeah, they're going to not play. Like, there wasn't even really much to discuss. Like, they're not going to say we're going to play when everybody else is sitting out. You know, right.
Ramon, it begs the question, if you look at the schedule tomorrow, who's going to be the first team who sits in? You know, who's going to be
in? Right.
That's what needs to be determined today.
And the NBA's official release says all three game fives will be rescheduled. They officially call it a postponement. They didn't call it a boycott. They call it a postponement. And they say all three game fives will be rescheduled. The Orlando Magic are sort of refusing to accept the Bucks, quote unquote, forfeit. So this isn't so much the Bucks giving up a game yet. We're just postponing these games for now. And, you know, Adam Silver, Michelle Roberts, the players committee, they all really have their work cut out for them over the next 24 hours because, you know, I think the season is hanging in the balance right now. I really do. I think that's what everybody's discussing long term. Is this a one-day walkout? Is this a two-day walkout? Is this a let's everybody just go home?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. That attorney general better answer his phone, because I have a feeling if he doesn't, that this is going to drag on for a while.
Well, and you know that on the screen right now, NBA TV, how to demand action, they've got the email address and phone number for the Kenosha District Attorney, Michael Gravely, and they have the phone number and email address for the mayor of Kenosha, also mayor@kenosha.org.
Well, that's why I can't get through. I keep calling those people, and they're not calling me back yet. I'm like, hey, I'm a reporter asking for comment. Why aren't you getting back to me? They're telling everyone else to call.
Yeah, no, everybody is calling. The Wisconsin DOJ, they've got their phone number and email address.
Yeah, I've been sending emails to these people all morning.
You guys, by the way, you guys know who the happiest person is today?
Who's that?
Dan Snyder.
Oh yeah.
For sure.
Hey, he was involved in another highly inappropriate story, and it's just going to get swept under the rug.
You know, isn't this weird, Mace and Steve? Like, it's Steve Mace and Steve, John and Steve.
Steve and Mace.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they are two different people.
They are. They are.
I feel like there have been four or five moments this year that I've seen a tweet, a story, a release that has literally made my jaw drop. Like when the NBA just postponed its season, the season's off indefinitely. Rudy Gobert's tested positive. Like, I'll never forget that moment. And like now it was just like rapid fire. The Bucks have decided not to play.
Yeah, Mark Medina, who you know, Momo.
Oh man.
Says, as for tomorrow's game, the NBA doesn't have an answer at this point on whether those games stand. The Raptors and Celtics had already discussed boycotting tomorrow's game before today. So that puts tomorrow in question, too.
Yeah, I think tomorrow's in question, and I really do think the rest of the season is in question.
The rest of the season is in question?
Yeah.
Well, it's fluid, the word, right?
I think everyone's talking about it. I think everyone has been reacting to this. You know, Jacob Blake shooting the last 2 days, and it getting angrier and angrier and more hurt and emotional. And, you know, players and coaches alike have expressed that. They've been meeting and talking about, what are we doing playing basketball games? We're all excited about the playoffs. What are we doing? This is, you know, they've been all just trying to feel what this feels like. Does that make sense? And now they need to feel what it feels like to boycott games. And then they'll go from there. Like, it happens really fast, but it's all on the table. And I know it's really all been on the table since last night when the Raptors and Celtics met. I think everybody was a part of that. And now the big question is, what do they do going forward? And those discussions are taking place. Like, nobody has answers for that yet, because they're all going through it in real time.
Yeah, on that point, Ramona, Chris Mannix just tweeted, question is no longer if players are prepared to boycott one game. That's happened. It's how many they will. There have been discussions among several teams, notably Toronto, about going home.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow.
So it's, yeah, we'll wait and see the, you know, how this plays out. All right, Momo, thank you for coming
thank
on.
Thank you, Momo.
We may talk to you tomorrow.
Keep us up to date on this. If something breaks, just get back to us, okay?
I think there'll be 12 things that break.
And keep checking back.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks.
All right, there's Ramona Shelburne. All right, we'll get some of your phone calls in here next. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN, reacting to the postponement of all three game fives today, including Blazers-Lakers, which was going to tip off at 6 o'clock, in an effort to raise awareness for the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And by the way, if you disagree with us, Jorge said a bunch of people called up, totally disagreed, and he didn't let him through. Jorge, we are nothing if not open to discourse with people who disagree with us.
Those are the best kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let those guys
so bring it on.
You just can't cuss if you don't cuss through it. Hey, Mace, here's something to think about, too. Six teams basically exercised their right to boycott today. Magic's,
yes.
Bucks, Thunder, Rockets, Blazers, Lakers.
Yep.
The other teams play tomorrow. So maybe after each team has had a chance to boycott,
yeah,
this thing could turn. I don't know. It's probably an optimistic statement by me, but we'll see. We'll see. And I think we have to talk about the question, is it the right thing to come back and play? I'm sure some players don't think it is.
Yeah. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. A very, very dramatic day, really, in sports. Three NBA games today. All three playoff game fives have been postponed. That's Milwaukee-Orlando. They were first. Houston-OKC. And then later on tonight, Lakers-Blazers has been postponed. This is all in response to the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin on Sunday, shot 7 times in the back with his 3 little kids in the car. There have been protests across the country, and players are making their voices heard today by postponing these games.
And we're opening the phones, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. To give you a chance to react to all this. And let's start with Lee in Corona. Hey, Lee, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you, man?
I'm doing fine, thanks. You know, I'm a huge Laker fan, been for all my life. I support the players usually all the time, but I don't support them on this for a different reason. They should have never gone to the bubble in the first place if because of the social justice that was already going on. So this is something further. So they already went, knowing there was social justice going on. They decided to go. They should stay there and play, because I know this is something new, but it was already happening before they went. I'm just really frustrated with the players.
But, Lee, you don't think the situation changed when Jacob Blake got shot 7 times over the weekend?
Sure, of course it changed. But what about before they went to the bubble? Think about everything that was going on in the United States. They didn't have to go back to the bubble. Besides the virus and all the other stuff going on, they could have said, forget this. We're not playing. We're gonna do it right now. So I hope it's going to get better. And what have they been on the bubble for, John? 3 weeks, a month? I hope it's going to get better.
Yeah, about a month.
It's worse, but they knew that going into the bubble that it was bad.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Lee, for the phone call.
He thinks never should have gone into the bubble in the first place.
Well, he's not the only one who has that opinion.
No.
I disagree with him. I think that trying to bring sports back, I think that I stayed up and watched the Dodger game till after 11 o'clock last night. Didn't end the way I wanted it to.
No, it did not.
But I watched the Clipper game until it was too one-sided to watch anymore. And then I watched, sports has changed the mood and the tenure of the country. And I think trying to bring sports back was a good idea. Nobody anticipated what happened over the weekend, and nobody anticipated what happened today. And it's just kind of where we are.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's interesting about it, John, is and so we're looking at this from our prism. We follow sports. Our job is sports. We do a sports talk show. If it weren't for NBA players, we would not be talking about Jacob Blake today. We would not be giving over 3 hours of radio to the Jacob Blake shooting for NBA players.
They are the most socially active athletes in the world. That is for sure. Here is Paul in Studio City. Hey, Paul, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure, Paul.
Respect to the both of you. You guys are some of the best guys on radio. Look, I'm all for social justice, right?
Yep.
The thing for me is that I don't want, and I'm not saying shut up and dribble. I don't want you to think that's what I'm saying. But I don't like for sports and politics to mix too much. I get when it's necessary, and I'm not saying that, oh, don't say anything. That's not what I'm saying. But the problem is, okay, what happened to George Floyd, that was universally looked at as something that was, there's no excuse. There's eight minutes on somebody's neck.
Yep.
It's just murder. Like, there's no argument there, right? And now, look, the Jacob situation that just happened, there's a lot of stuff and details that are still coming out. The whole story hasn't been told of what exactly transpired there. No excuse for 7 shots in the back. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that there was a lot of stuff that led up to that moment. This is not as clear-cut as George Floyd. Now, another example of how I can't stand politics and sports, if you remember the Colin Kaepernick thing, okay, Kaepernick made his point. It was a little offensive at first, but he talked to an Army Ranger. If we were us as sports guys, like you and me, you know, all of us who watch sports, once he talked to the Army Ranger and he said, I'm going to take a knee instead because it's still respective of the flag and move on, everything was fine. Everybody knew what his message was, and it wasn't a problem. It wasn't until Donald Trump made a big deal out of it and called it out, and then all of a sudden people who don't watch sports, they all started giving their opinions, and it turned into a giant political fiasco.
All right, hey, Paul, can I point out something that's kind of on the outside of what you're talking about?
Of course.
Did you hear Doc Rivers last night or on our show today?
I did, and I have one issue with that, but go ahead.
Okay, but here's my thought on I think you made some really good points,
yeah.
But here's the problem. Doc Rivers is a highly successful, gets paid like $8 or $10 million a year. It doesn't matter. He gets treated lousy by the police because he's black, and it's not changing. Trust me when I say this, Paul, anybody you know has been pulled over for driving while black. It happened to Michael Thompson, who when he bought a new car when he played for the Lakers, got pulled over and hassled because the car was too nice. And it's not changing. And so these athletes, Paul, the athletes see this, and they're tired of having to tell their kids how to act when a police officer is around because they don't want him to get shot. What would you do, Paul, if you were them?
Okay, so in all the time that they have off the court, like, you know the effort that was put into putting this bubble together just as much as anyone else.
Right.
There's a lot of parties involved in making the situation happen. For
True.
How long have you two been saying basketball is leading the way right now, that the other sports should have followed Adam Silver and what the NBA is doing with the bubble? And we're all wondering if baseball's going to last. Is football even going to happen? So there's a lot of effort that's gone into this. I'm not saying don't be political. LeBron does a pretty good job of it. When he's off the court, he has a major platform because of who he is. He's the biggest, you know, one of the biggest athletes in the whole world. So when he talks, people listen. Well, do your thing. That's fine.
Okay,
but all I'm saying is, okay, with the Doc Rivers thing, if I can add.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love Doc Rivers. I got nothing but respect for Doc Rivers, right? But look, I'm a white Hispanic guy.
Yep.
My father told me at a young age, if you get pulled over to the cops, this is how you need to behave. Don't give him an excuse to do anything and all that kind of stuff. I hear what you're saying. One of my best friends in high school, he was a 49er. He just sold his car because he was sick of getting tickets from cops because it was too nice of a car for him. I get what you're saying, and I'm all for social reform. But police reform, we need to start looking at it not as a race thing, as a police reform thing across the board. Go look up Ryan Whitaker in Phoenix. That's a white guy who
right.
may
well, Paul, I think that
cop,
I think you're
out.
Not. I think you're barking up the right tree. I think that's what they're asking for is police reform. They're right. The number one thing they're protesting. The number one reason the Milwaukee Bucks aren't playing today and everybody else followed suit is that they're tired of being treated this way by the police. And so police reform is the whole ball game. I think that. Yeah. And thank you for calling. I think you
yeah,
made
thanks,
some really
Paul.
Good points. But Mace. What if put yourself in? He just pointed out that LeBron moves economies by himself. LeBron's
sure.
like the biggest. That doesn't keep Bronny, his son, who is I think 15, from getting pulled over and hassled by the police. And if he sticks his hands in his pockets, he might get shot.
Well,
that's
here's
not
the thing.
Right.
Did you ever get that talk from John and Myrna?
Of course
white
not.
Kid. I never got that talk from Donna and Steve, a white kid growing up in Toledo. I never got that talk.
And I'm embarrassed as a white guy that my black friends have to have that conversation. I'm embarrassed that there's a movement that say Black Lives Matter. Of course Black Lives Matter. I'm embarrassed that we have to say it. We treat these people differently. The police treat these guys differently than they treat us. And
yeah,
that's
and
what
I,
today's about. They're tired of it. They're sick of this stuff.
And
they're trying to draw attention to it.
And the thing I will challenge is if Jacob Blake had been a white guy, that situation would have turned out differently.
And he
that
doesn't get shot seven times
been,
in the back. I'll
correct.
That.
That situation would have been de-escalated. And when we talk about police reform, we're talking about additional training. I mean, I'm trying to remember a police training expert on Joe Rogan's podcast. And he talked about the fact that police should actually go through training on a regular basis. It should not be just you're trained and now you're a cop. It should be you're trained, you're a cop, then you go back for retraining, then you go back for retraining, and that you're constantly training, you're constantly revising, you're constantly reforming, and you're keeping that message front and center in the heads of police officers to de-escalate situations. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, these players have every right. And I think actually irritating some fans is what they're trying to do.
Well, Mace, think about this. They tried, like people calling and saying they should play, okay? They should go down there and they should play and then protest after the games. They tried that. They tried as much social justice as they could possibly muster. They wrote in giant letters on the court, Black Lives Matter. They joined arms for the national anthem. LeBron and Anthony Davis, and even Alex Caruso, every time they're asked a question, talks about Breonna Taylor and Jacob Blake. They tried to do it that way. They tried to play the games and spread their message. And it didn't work. So they're trying something else. Who could blame them? I mean, who can blame them for that? What they tried didn't get their desired results, so they're trying something else. I completely respect them for it.
This statement has just come through from the Orlando Magic and the DeVos family. Today we stand united with the NBA office, the National Basketball Association, the Milwaukee Bucks, and the rest of the league, condemning bigotry, racial injustice, and the unwarranted use of violence by police against people of color. So that's a statement from the Orlando Magic.
I didn't think they would take a forfeit there. I just don't think.
Yeah, no. Wouldn't have been right. Wouldn't have been right. All right, we'll get some more of your phone calls in. 877-710-ESPN. Feel free to disagree.
That guy was actually a good caller, and he was very passionate.
He was a good caller, yeah. Made really interesting points. And then at the top of the hour, Clinton Yates is going to join us at 3 o'clock. Mason in Ireland. This just in from Woj. Every NBA player is invited to join a meeting in the bubble at 8 p.m. to discuss how they'll proceed from today's boycotts, sources tell Zach Lowe.
So that's 5 o'clock our time. By
5 o'clock our time. So we probably will not be here for it. We won't be here for it.
I just heard from George. George and LZ are going to do a show today. Now
okay,
that there's
good.
No Laker game.
Excellent. So that's coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Tuning in, three NBA games have been postponed today. That includes Lakers-Blazers, and the NBA players are making a statement, a social justice statement, after the shooting of Jacob Blake on Sunday in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And I, for one, believe the protest, the postponements, are going to raise awareness dramatically for this situation in Kenosha. There are people that are now circulating the phone number, email address for the Kenosha District Attorney, the Kenosha Mayor, the Wisconsin DOJ. There's a hashtag, Justice for Jacob Blake. You know, all of this has been sort of ignited by NBA players who have made the Jacob Blake shooting front and center, front of mind with everybody.
I can't get back to, you know, the very first thing we played off the top of the show was the Doc Rivers stuff.
We should actually play that again.
George, let's play the two-minute version of Doc. And Mace, this is a highly successful, popular figure in the NBA.
Yeah.
Doc, you know, he won a championship in Boston. He's turned the Clippers from the laughing stock of the NBA into a title contender. And you'll hear, if you pay close attention here, he's on the verge of tears. This is a guy, you know, who's 60, on the verge of tears because he's just so tired of seeing black people shot by the police. Listen to Doc Rivers last night after the Clippers just hammered the Mavericks.
What stands out to me is just watching the Republican convention and this spewing this fear, right? Like, all you hear Donald Trump and all of them talking about fear. We're the ones getting killed. We're the ones getting shot. We're the ones that were denied to live in certain communities. We've been hung. We've been shot. And all you do is keep hearing about fear. It's amazing to me why we keep loving this country and this country does not love us back. And it's really so sad. Like, I should just be a coach. And it's so often reminded of my color. You know, it's just really sad. We gotta do better. But we got to demand better. Like, we got, you know, it's funny. We protest, and they send riot guards, right? They send people in riot outfits. They go to Michigan with guns, and they're spitting on cops, and nothing happens. The training has to change in the police force. The unions have to be taken down in the police force. My dad was a cop. I believe in good cops. We're not trying to defund the police and take all their money away. We're trying to get them to protect us, just like they protect everybody else. And how dare the Republicans talk about fear? We're the ones that need to be scared. We're the ones having to talk to every black child. What white father has to give his son a talk about being careful if you get pulled over?
Oh, by the way, he won.
Yeah.
He won the game.
By 50 or something like that.
If you're wondering why players are upset and they can't think straight, that's a coach after a game he won.
Yep.
If you can't understand why these guys are upset, you're not paying attention. You're just not. Stop leaning on the neck of somebody for 8.5 minutes until he dies. Stop shooting people 7 times in the back. And then, like he said, nothing happens.
Yeah.
It's just,
Yeah, I mean, for all the talk about Breonna Taylor, still nobody has been arrested or charged in that situation. The police officers involved in the shooting at Kenosha on Sunday have been placed on leave. But again, there's been no formal decision on charges, no formal decision on what they would be charged with. A lot of this stuff is, you know, players are protesting, but I don't know that they're getting the results that they want. And I think the frustration has boiled over with this Jacob Blake shooting.
Let's get Bill in here from San Diego. Hey, Bill, you're on Mason and Ireland. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing? You know, I listened to you for a long time. I've been a Laker fan since the 60s, and I couldn't agree with you less.
Okay. Oh, good. Tell us why.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm gonna try to. I'm equally as angry as you guys, but for different reasons.
Okay.
Let me start with this concept. These hoop players and these organizations—they're the biggest hypocrites on the planet. You have these making tens of millions of dollars. They're talking about black oppression in this country. They have more opportunity in this country than, you know, anywhere in the world. And plus, okay, the BLM. Do you know what they stand for? They're radical Marxists. They're professional. They hire professional writers. So you're going to burn everything down, and then how are you going to make it great? I mean, the Marxist experiment is a failure. I'm a libertarian. I believe in freedom of expression. Yeah, okay, it looks bad, but innocent until proven guilty. The whole tape, this guy is a
innocent until proven guilty. Nobody's even been charged.
I know. Yeah, we got to investigate, Mr. Lefty.
Listen, Mr. Righty, Mr. Steele, that you stole the talking points from the convention last night.
Just hear me out for just 1 second.
Yeah, no, we'll give you one more second.
If I were him, I would have gotten shot too, and I would have deserved it.
Why would you have been shot?
He's scuffling with the cops. They're serving a warrant on him, and he reaches in his car for a gun. I would be dead right now.
First of all, there's no report. There's no official investigation that has revealed that there's a gun in that car.
Well, no, yeah. He's reaching in his car. They told him to stop, and he's scuffling with the
right,
cops.
Right, okay, but I mean, Bill, honest question here. He's reaching into his car. There's at least four officers you can see on the tape.
Yeah.
Why not just tackle him? Pretend like he's a quarterback with the ball.
Fighting with them.
But why not just tackle him? There were four cops. Why not tackle
him? If that was a white guy, he would not be shot.
I would have been shot if I did that.
You would have been tackled or tased. Tackled or tased.
I would not have been tackled. I would have been shot, and deservedly so. I've been pulled over plenty of times for no reason. And yes, sir.
You really believe shooting a guy seven times in the back is proper behavior? He was shot in the back.
He was in danger. They're serving a warrant on him, and he's fighting with them.
Well, Bill, was he going to be able to shoot them with his back turned to them?
Who knows? Just wait. I'm just saying, wait for the facts to come and wait for everything.
Right. Well, you already suggested something. We don't know that there was a gun in that car.
Okay. Yeah, okay. No, I don't know if there was one, but he ignored officers' warnings. You know, and he's scuffling with them, and he's a career felon, which doesn't help anything.
Right, but Bill, do you honestly believe
doesn't justify anything?
I'm not saying he could have been shot seven times, but I'm just saying.
Bill, do you honestly believe? Itself, do you honestly believe,
about
Bill?
Freedom?
Can I ask you something? Do you honestly believe that black people are treated the same as white people by the police in this country?
I think the white on black shootings are overrated. There's black people murdering black people in these blue states.
But you didn't answer the question.
Yeah.
Do you believe that black people are treated the
same? There's a higher incidence of crime, too.
Yeah. All right. Thank you
for that. I'm yes or no, sir. I've got
all right. Thanks. Okay. There it is.
No, yep. Those people are out there.
BLM, Marxist organization. Yeah. I wonder where that talking point came from.
Just look at the tapes. The tapes don't lie, okay?
Yep.
And if you want to know why these players are so upset, watch that clip from Doc Rivers that we just played for you. That after a game which he won, he can't be just a coach because all he's seeing every time he turns around on his TV are young black guys. Doc has kids that are that age. Doc's son Austin's in the league, plays for the Rockets. He's about the same age as that guy, Jacob Blake. You know, it's crazy. It's just crazy. And they tried to do it by playing and using the platform to speak.
Yep.
And nobody listened to them. So they're trying something different.
All right. Coming up next for you, Clinton Yates is going to join us. He's smart. He's got great perspective on things like this. We will talk to him about that. We'll also continue to take your phone calls, 877-710-ESPN. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.